Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to a new wave being hosted by Avatar Galactica on Family on Blog Talk Radio. We behavior taking place more vicious than before. We would like to have the government take responsibility to stop these crimes. So we find that you're going inside of our body to do it. What kind of monsters are you? Do you know how to behave responsibly? You think in order for you to show yourself as something great, you have to torment and torture people and get away with it, calling yourself a government and using a code. Lies that many of you are fully aware that is being done, and because of you, most of you have been a part of it, this continues. We are not criminals. We have done no crime to violate our rights and destroy my daughter because she's not playing their games does not mean that they should do that. These people are terrorists. They're torturing her and trying to drive up the wall. They're trying to do. This is what your government has been doing to many people of color that shows intelligence and cares about the rights of all people. Not only that, the fact that they know that I'm a god, and that's one of the reasons they were using the 4D technology to try to eliminate any child that appears like it's going to be one of those babies and tries to kill it. These are the things that are taking place in your society that is interfering with other countries. And this is why they must be looked at. This is a matter that needs to be dealt with because it's terrorizing the rights and the lives of other people. You do not have the right to be able to get away with ignoring the problems and leaving it to continue and maintain themselves, and you've been the one practicing them in the background. It's time for this kind of corruption to stop. These people are attacking me while I'm speaking to you right now. This is the kind of torture that has been taking place all through our lives. My life, all through my life as a child growing up, as a baby, actually. My daughter is trying to keep these monsters from going in her body and terrorizing her using their 4D technology. This is something that you need to deal with because you do not have the right to be terrorizing and persecuting human beings. This kind of insanity needs to be dealt with. You are not able to deal with it. These scenarios are going to manifest themselves into bigger evils that will destroy you all, because you'll find out the ones that you thought was proud of what you were doing really dislike what you're doing and is scared to tell you right now, but they certainly will definitely see a change in how things take place in the future, because these are people are going to lash back and stop. All beings, the manner in which they are respected and not rejected. And if you're going to reject people, do not show yourself around where they live. Leave them alone. Don't terrorize them for no reason and spend your time trying to get them to sleep with different men. What do you think they are, a prostitute? Their body is something for you to use as a tool to make money? Why are they tormenting my daughter? What is going on here? Why is a government doing this damage to human beings using military, police, and all the different areas of the, what do you call it? I don't know. You know what it is. You think about it. Because this kind of insanity that is taking place should not be taking place. I saw it from the get-go. Even when I was in the West Indies, this kind of stuff is similar to what I saw taking place there, to myself and my sister. They broke up my family, left us to suffer as children. And then turn around and cackle and try to set me up to be a criminal to say that I hit a child. These people try to set up all kinds of scenarios while they persecute us in Coxwell. And they were tormenting and terrorizing us using people and souls in Coxwell. I did not get to ask the full question about why the police jacked me up on the bike when I was not a violent person. And my two kids stood there watching what the police, an African policeman and a female police, Caucasian policewoman, were attacking me and right in front of my kids. Didn't care. And later on, when we were they set us up to be persecuted even more. And then one day, a Caucasian guy who came out of, I don't know, nowhere, and started talking to us and telling us that I'm lucky, he was going in the bus, that I'm lucky that they won't persecute us anymore because I have changed. What have I changed? I've become something that they like now. I have not done anything. These people have been persecuting me all of my life in Canada. And in the West, and a small part in the United States, but the United States government has been the ones who were trying to get me to go to bed in the United States. Why? Why are they so locked in people's privates? Why don't they just get to know people as human beings rather than someone to do all these carnal things with? Why would you force people into these kinds of conditions? Why is a government allowed the freedom to behave like their mental cases, doing this kind of stuff, numbers on a human being? I mean, you have to be mental in order for you to go and do something this kind of damage and then set up a family and different families to be persecuted. This kind of insanity must stop. You are trying to drive me insane, but you all are the insane ones, because what you're doing is literally trying to destroy good people who will do no damage to anyone and has done none. Needs to start looking at things from a perspective that they have been using all kinds of areas of deceit and undermining people in all different ways. We saw it in their programs on television. We saw a lot of it on computers. We're not interested in seeing a lot of what you have there, because we're disappointed in the type of thinking that is undermining quality people. Human beings who would not practice this type of stuff is now into all kinds of CD behaviors. That, not that they wanted that, but everybody jumped in and was doing the same thing. And forcing others by saying, oh, I had a great time. And sometimes it's just setting up for other people to do these things. They've been trying to do me that for decades now. Well, not trying, they've been doing it to me. And when they thought it didn't succeed, then it was another story. It was some kind of bad person that they were going to torment and torture for the rest of her life using all of the systems. And they did. They even used the courts. To see a government and a whole system, also the majority, or maybe a lot of the the citizens, were doing this damage, and people on cars, trucks, neighbors, everywhere you walk, we must be very important for us to be treated in such honor. If you give me more honor, I'd die. It's too much for me to handle. And your intention was to drive us crazy and then tell people that we're crazy long before, of course, and then you set up a scenario to make sure that we are showing it. And being angry does not mean you're oppressing other people and beating them up and doing all kinds of evil things. I mean, this is what your government is doing.
And that's what happened to me for 4 months or so.
Come, princess.
Okay. That's what happened
Mahogany
to me.
Kavanaugh.
That's what happened to me for
come
about
over,
4 months or so straight.
Yes.
I was in every way vandalized and persecuted, raped, tormented, and it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and eating your body.
Mm-hmm. They used their own abilities to try to rape me.
It's not their abilities. You know the abilities that they're using? The 4D technology. That's where their abilities came from. Mm. Don't believe a lot of what they're saying. A lot of it is victory.
Abilities,
they will tell you all kinds of stuff because all they have to do is get the people to the military to reset certain areas to look like that, and somehow they're managing to get that done. But these are not the people that have a right to have these kind of tools because they're using it in a way in which is undermining other people's rights of other nationalities and sometimes some people in their own nationality. And this is not right. Too many wrongs taking place. This young lady has been tormented and tortured right in front of me. Slapped around right in Canada doing these evils when they have a whole society watching what they're doing and sometimes participating in many of these things that they're doing to other human beings that they want to terrorize and torture. It's deliberately set up to do this. Persecute. And then tell you how you're supposed to handle it. And if you speak about it, then you are feeling sorry for yourself. Well, there's another name they use. I just can't remember it. However, it's time for your government and your systems to recognize that the violations that are taking place says that you have to pay that amount of money because guess what? You were told, warned over and over not to continue to attack and abuse the family, and you continue to do it and treat them like they were criminals without them having done anything. Huh? This is what your government is into, setting up people to become angry by tormenting and torturing them all of their lives in Canada, for some people. For some, maybe less. But this has been happening to me and my family, and it has happened to my mother. I saw it when I was a little girl. I saw what was done to her. I saw us growing up seeing it being done to her still. My mother was in deep torment. She was hurt, deeply hurt. She did nothing to receive the behavior, the treatment, but yet here she was going through this kind of scenario. This should not be happening in any world, and when these things are happening, because of men and their controls, it's time for the men to recognize that women are powerful too. And these women sometimes can do more than you could understand. And you have put this family through more than any female has ever gone through in their lives. This is what you have been doing to human beings. And I believe that that young lady who killed all of her children was put into a scenario where these people entered her body and did it, or used her mind by setting up their 4D technology to get her to do it. This is what they've been trying to do to me for decades, and they could not get me to do so. They've set up all kinds of problems for me, and now they're doing that to my daughter viciously. Just recently they started doing this because she's, I believe, partially because she's the one who is the mechanical... what do you call him? The mahogany? What are you? Electronic. Not just electronic. Pardon me? Because they won't let you speak?
No, I can't bring words out. They're keeping me from being.
And that's how they do it when they block me from my memories to tell you all the things that has been going on that will be shocking. When the time comes, the memory is wiped out. just like they steal our clothes and steal our shoes and destroy my boots and three pairs of boots, I believe. And has been doing this to us in Toronto. Why? Because we won't sleep with them? Because we are who we know we are, and we are not going to jump and make friends with people that we are seeing behaving like they have basket case behaviors? No. We're not interested in working with basket cases. You need to deal with the wrongs that you have done and allow these people to work more within themselves and become the kind of beings that they were meant to be, not what they became because they were forced to become that. It's time for the insanity to be changed and brought into reality to let you know that what you're doing is evil, and you know it. You know this family has done nothing wrong, and you're just looking for ways which you could do them in for being the color they are and for being the intelligence that you were calling yourselves. Your intelligence was not helping the people. You turned the people into rot. You were masterfully going to destroy these people by using your ability to control. Rob them of their very essence of living, of life, and turn them into human robots. That's what you've done to these people. Now you're attacking my daughter viciously. This is what they're doing. I have to tell you the truth, and you need to deal with what is going on in my family, because this is what is going on in your society that we did nothing to create. Their jealousy can't handle it, and their ego is bigger than their intelligence. And this is why they're behaving in the manner in which they are. You need to tell the system, the government, and those who are controlling this kind of behavior to take place, you need to tell them they have to stop. Because this money is going to go sky high, and they will be kicked out of Canada. They don't belong here. All those participating in it will not be here. They will have to find another place to go and live. They have too much controls. It's destroying the life and the rights and the suppressing human beings to think and to breathe and to speak the truth and to deal with the problems that you set up for them. You don't have the right as a government to do that. And then using the courts to persecute certain nationalities. This is what your courts are doing. This is what your systems are doing. And you want to set up these people to attack and abuse those who are telling you the truth about what is being done to them? You are supposed to have had it done some time ago. You've done nothing about it. You allow this kind of insanity to continue to maintain itself, destroying the people's lives for no reason other than your ignorance. You can't deal with someone being stronger than you or more developed than you are. And that's why your problem is going along this way. You force my hand to speak to you about the issues because that's the only way I can get you to stop. Your issues must be dealt with. You are the ones that are behaving like the basket case. You need to start dealing with the issues that you created for this family. You need to get these people out of this house because your tyranny is trying to kill and destroy this family. And this family has done nothing wrong to receive this kind of treatment. And yes, I'll speak about the men as often as I have to because the men are the ones who created all of this mess. Whether they want to hear it or not, they need to because they need to deal with what they created. Exactly. And just because of the prejudices of women, that all they think that they have to do is slam bang and bam and destroy their womb and do whatever they want and go and laugh and talk about it. These are the mental cases. This is the kind of stuff that you all are into. And you need to stop. It's destroying the lives and the rights of other people who will definitely help and protect and respect all beings. And you're not doing that. You're destroying people because you can't get in bed with them. Because you can't get to soil them. Though you have tried so many times for so long. And these ignorant people that you have surrounding you that is just backing up your stupidity. Why don't you deal with your problems instead of coming and beating it out of people who tell you the truth so you can look at it and make changes? And you don't look like a fool all over the world. Instead, you work properly and respect people enough that they will respect you. But don't ask for respect or beat people down to respect you when you don't even give a damn about the respect of these people. Who gave you the right to be able to terrorize them without letting the public know what you're persecuting them for? And the people need to know too. And they're not being told. They're coming and being treated like lab monkeys. Raped and do whatever they want with, and then spit out and do whatever they want to their drinks, their food, their home they're paying rent for, and being persecuted by the same people who they're renting from. And the military and the police and everybody's in there. What did we do that created this kind of insanity? Nothing. We just came with problems that are persecuting and terrorizing people's lives. And they don't want that. They think they have to control you and turn you into this kind of thing that they're trying to turn the family into. But this is a family with great thinkers. And you've been putting one against the other, trying to, because whatever you do is not going to come true. Your government needs to start recognizing that they do not have the right to interfere in the rights and the lives of other people and keep them working for them all through their lives. While these people need time for their freedom to be with their families, they're being blocked, taken advantage of, underpaid, kicked around too. Time for a change. And you need to make these changes instead of trying to beat out of this family. You need to pay the toll, and you need to open the door and allow of the free world to go and do.
a new way of being. Every single day, I hear many people say that problems are here to stay and that they will never go away because human nature is affected in every way. And it can never change because it has always been this way from the very first day, from the moment of our birth and we begin our lives on earth. The experts keep preaching that we are human properties of society and living pawns of destiny. There is a new way of being that for many ages have not been seen, and the time has come for the golden age of peace to return to earth in this lifetime, from deep within the frontiers of your ancient minds. The light of the universe's truth is now awakening deep inside of you, and every problem that you have not yet solved can now be resolved. Begin to look every problem squarely in the eye. Be honest and true, because you cannot lie. Find out where it came from and why it arrived, and see what it is that you are doing that is keeping it alive. Then plant the correct solution inside your mind of how you should think and behave when you meet the same problem again the next time. Do this inventory of your life each and every day, and you'll find that the problems that live inside you will be swept away, just like the dust that you clean from your home each day. It is not our nature to live as human animals who must be caged in social jungles called civilizations, with laws to protect us from killing each other and from destroying other nations. My human brothers and sisters, the only way that we can ever change the world we live in is by examining and changing our thinking. Problems are not here to stay, and they can always be swept away. If you think that you can never change your human nature and live without problems, then you are actually using your will to prevent solutions from being found, so that you can always keep problems hanging around. Hear this ancient truth that I'm now telling you. We cannot change our behavior in any way until we start to change our thinking today. And we will never change our thinking about anyone else until we change our beliefs about ourselves.
Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Sections 1 to 23. Guarantee of Rights and Freedoms. 1. The Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms guarantees the rights and freedoms set out in its subject only, to such reasonable limits, prescribed by law as can be demonstrably justified in a free and democratic society. Fundamental Freedoms. 2. Everyone has the following fundamental freedoms. A. Freedom of conscience and religion. B. Freedom of thought, belief, opinion and expression, including freedom of the press and other media of communication. C. Freedom of peaceful assembly. And D. Freedom of association. Democratic rights. 3. Every citizen of Canada has the right to vote in an election of members of the House of Commons, or the Legislative Assembly, and to be qualified for membership therein. 4. 1. No House of Commons and no Legislative Assembly shall continue for longer than 5 years from the date fixed for the return of the writs of the general election of its members. 2. In time of real or apprehended war, invasion or insurrection, a House of Commons may be continued by Parliament and a Legislative Assembly may be continued by the Legislature beyond 5 years if such continuation is not opposed by the votes of more than one-third of the members of the House of Commons or the Legislative Assembly, as the case may be. 5. There shall be a sitting of Parliament and of each legislature at least once every 12 months. Mobility rights. 6. 1. Every citizen of Canada has the right to enter, remain in, and leave Canada. Rights to move and gain livelihood. 2. Every citizen of Canada and every person who has the status of a permanent resident of Canada has the right. A. To move to and take up residence in any province, and B. To pursue the gaining of a livelihood in any province. 3. The rights specified in subsection 2 are subject to A. Any laws or practices of general application in force in a province other than those that discriminate among persons primarily on the basis of province of present or previous residence, and B. Any laws providing for reasonable residency requirements as a qualification for the receipt of publicly provided social services. Page 104. Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Sections 1 to 23. 4. Subsections 2 and 3 do not preclude any law, program, or activity that has as its object the amelioration in a province of conditions of individuals in that province who are socially or economically disadvantaged if the rate of employment in that province is below the rate of employment in Canada. Legal rights. 7. Everyone has the right to life, liberty, and security of the person and the right not to be deprived thereof except in accordance with the principles of fundamental justice. 8. Everyone has the right to be secure against unreasonable search or seizure. 9. Everyone has the right not to be arbitrarily detained or imprisoned. 10. Everyone has the right on arrest or detention. A. To be informed promptly of the reasons therefore. B. To retain and instruct counsel without delay and to be informed of that right. And C. To have the validity of the detention determined by way of habeas corpus and to be released if the detention is not lawful. 11. Any person charged with an offense has the right A. To be informed without unreasonable delay of the specific offense. B. To be tried within a reasonable time. C. Not to be compelled to be a witness in proceedings against that person in respect of the offense. D. To be presumed innocent until proven guilty according to law in a fair and public hearing by an independent and impartial tribunal. E. Not to be denied reasonable bail without just cause. F. Except in the case of an offense under military law, tried before a military tribunal, to the benefit of trial by jury, where the maximum punishment for the offense is imprisonment for 5 years or a more severe punishment, G. Not to be found guilty on account of any act or omission unless, at the time of the act or omission, it constituted an offense under Canadian or international law or was criminal according to the general principles of law recognized by the community of nations. H. If finally acquitted of the offense, not to be tried for it again, and if finally found guilty and punished for the offense, not to be tried or punished for it again. An I, if found guilty of the offense, and if the punishment for the offense has been varied between the time of commission and the time of sentencing, to the benefit of the lesser punishment. 12. Everyone has the right not to be subjected to any cruel and unusual treatment or punishment. 13. A witness who testifies in any proceedings has the right not to have any incriminating evidence so given used to incriminate that witness in any other proceedings except in a prosecution for perjury or for the giving of contradictory evidence. Page 204. Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Sections 1-23. 14. A party or witness in any proceedings who does not understand or speak the language in which the proceedings are conducted or who is deaf has the right to the assistance of an interpreter. Equality rights. 15. 1. Every individual is equal before and under the law and has the right to the equal protection, an equal benefit of the law without discrimination and, in particular, without discrimination based on race, national or ethnic origin, color, religion, sex, age or mental or physical disability. 2. Subsection 1 does not preclude any law, program or activity that has as its object the amelioration of conditions of disadvantaged individuals or groups, including those that are disadvantaged because of race, national or ethnic origin, color, religion, sex, age or mental or physical disability. Official languages of Canada. 16. 1. English and French are the official languages of Canada and have equality of status and equal rights and privileges as to their use in all institutions of the Parliament and Government of Canada. 2. English and French are the official languages of New Brunswick and have equality of status and equal rights and privileges as to their use in all institutions of the legislature and government of New Brunswick. 3. Nothing in this charter limits the authority of Parliament or a legislature to advance the equality of status or use of English and French. 16.1. 1. The English linguistic community and the French linguistic community in New Brunswick have equality of status and equal rights and privileges, including the right to distinct educational institutions and such distinct cultural institutions as are necessary for the preservation and promotion of those communities. 2. The role of the legislature and government of New Brunswick to preserve and promote the status, rights and privileges referred to in subsection 1 is affirmed. 17. 1. Everyone has the right to use English or French in any debates and other proceedings of Parliament. 2. Everyone has the right to use English or French in any debates and other proceedings of the Legislature of New Brunswick. 18. 1. The statutes, records and journals of Parliament shall be printed and published in English and French, and both language versions are equally authoritative. 2. The statutes, records and journals of the Legislature of New Brunswick shall be printed and published in English and French, and both language versions are equally authoritative. 19. 1. Either English or French may be used by any person in or in any pleading in or process issuing from any court established by Parliament. 2. Either English or French may be used by any person in or in any pleading in or process issuing from any court of New Brunswick. Page 304.